This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I don't know what is going on with the weather in Arizona, but it's driving me insane.
It is super hot. I'm not wearing shorts right now.
I'm not even wearing pants right now.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you something, all you East Coasters out there that are, oh, it's so cold, it's snow. Bring your little happy asses down here to Arizona, where it isn't even Valentine's Day. You know, Orly, that whole plan that I had about going out and, you know, kidnapping me someone to love on Valentine's Day. That was my plan, right?
That was, yeah.
I was going to kidnap somebody. I was going to drug them so
male,
they didn't
male
know.
Male or female.
Male or female. And then I was going to prop them up on my couch like at Weekend at Bernie's. And I was going to snug a bug with them. Because it's almost 90 degrees outside in the middle of February. I don't even want to do that now.
The beginning
of February. I don't even want to do that now because it's going to be too hot.
Lip, don't drink that water he gave you.
Yeah. Yeah. That, don't drink the water that's on the side.
He gave you some Cosby water.
It says Cosby
water?
Yeah, it says Cosby.
Oh, man.
I don't even want to do that now. So you know what? I'll just sit here and roast on Valentine's Day.
Like chicken?
It's like Christmas. My chestnuts are roasting on an open fire. It's 90 degrees outside and it's February.
Yes.
And everybody else in the East Coast, like, it's cold. It's cold. Bring your ass to Arizona. Yeah, I know you're thinking,
you know,
oh, yeah, it's
means,
palm
right?
trees. What does
Not
that mean?
Already?
That means that the summer, we are going to be, I got to go to it now, even at the opening of the show. I wasn't planning on doing it, but I got to go to it because that means that the summertime, it means that we are going to be on fire. Yes, Gavin, fire. That's not what I wanted to open the show up with, but welcome, everybody.
Well, hello.
Hi, Lip.
I like your hat this week. It fits your head. And
actually,
glasses. I've never seen you with glasses.
You never seen me with glasses?
You kind of look sophisticated.
I got to wear the glasses tonight.
Because you got to read.
Because I got to do some read. We actually have paper because I came up with a bit at the last minute.
You made fun of me last week for having paper. You're like, what's this? What's this?
We're running
first
off a
paper,
script
CDs.
Right now.
Well,
I'm old school, right?
You are old school, and that's fine, but
I carry a journal.
You can't
rely on technology all the time.
Orly, you were old school by doing something that we have an infrastructure to handle. This was like a last minute thing where I couldn't get to the infrastructure.
At least you typed yours up. Mine was like handwritten.
Yours was handwritten. It had a baby footprint on it. And I think those may have been carrots. I'm not sure, but it might have carrots on your piece of paper. But you're right. I'm wearing my glasses. I'm wearing my spectacles so I can look nice and pretty for Lady K if she's watching us and not watching that other TV show.
I don't feel like the smartest guy anymore.
No, it's not because I'm smart. It's because I'm old.
True.
I'm getting old.
Or you're stressed. I don't know.
I'm stressed. So I've taken into account my last week. And this is where this list came from. There were things that happened in my week that I'm thinking to myself, this is either because I'm old or because I'm stressed out. And because I am Corey Blaze and I have these two wonderful gentlemen here with me, I figured.
Also skinny.
Where?
You and Philippians.
Oh, thank
Orly.
You.
I figured, why not bring these to my friends? And they can help me understand and decipher whether I felt this way or whether this happened because I was either old or I was either stressed. It's got to be one or the other.
Well, I know you're not going to be laughing, so I'm guessing you're going to be depressed at the end of this.
Probably so. So we'll probably add depressed on to the end of this list. So
let's decipher.
Let's decipher.
I don't even know what decipher means, but I'm just going to use that word from now on.
It sounds legit.
Now we're. I was deciphering and.
Now we're just all coming up with words that we don't know the meanings
of. You can make up words and I would believe you because the glasses.
That's true.
I feel like you're smart all of a sudden.
So let's go ahead and enter into a discourse to review this list.
Let's do it.
All right.
Lip, do you know what discourse is?
When you go off course of something that's not in
it's
the,
not
the
that
distance.
Course, it's this course.
Yeah, it's not that course, it's this course. All right, here we go. All right, this is what happened. One of the things that happened to me this week. All right, the moment I heard a crying baby, I wanted to shoot myself.
You're stressed.
Stressed?
Old. Oh, yeah. You're an old man.
Old? I don't think anyone raises their children correctly. Is that because I'm old or because
that says you're a jerk?
Phone conversations that last longer than 5 minutes should end with sex.
You're
I'm
old.
Gonna say old.
Old? Not a stress? You don't think sex is a stress reliever?
True. Stressed.
Okay.
I'm changing my answer.
The thumbs up emoji pisses me off.
Haven't you sent that to me before?
I have, and it pisses me off when I even do it.
People, I know, I don't like it. I don't
You're
like
stressed.
When I don't like when there could be an answer there and they send the thumbs up.
Yeah, that's a lazy man's way of just saying, okay, just type okay. But I do it, so I'm a hypocrite. Yeah. So is that because I'm old or because
I'd
I'm stressed?
Stress.
Lip?
It's because you're stressed.
I think so. Old people piss me off.
You're old, that's
because you're old. All old people hate other old people.
All old people hate
Haven't
old people.
Haven't you been to Sun City?
I do every freaking day of my life. Soon to change.
That's why you're there, because you're old.
I get pissed when I see a young, sexy person win something that will make their life better than it already is.
Oh, like the stuff I won this weekend.
Yes. Yeah. Like the pretty people. You know, they say the rich get richer. The pretty people get prettier. And I think it's unfair. Is that because I'm old or because I'm stressed? Because
you're ugly.
That too.
Oh, that wasn't one of the options? I'm sorry.
All right, so I hated my neighbor's kid when he installed a basketball hoop above his garage, but then I celebrated with a glass of wine when the hoop broke off and he couldn't play anymore.
They hit him in the head.
I glorified that day when I heard that thing. Dad!
That's old. You're gonna. I could picture you being the guy that's going to have like a... what is it? A radar and sitting in the front yard of cars pass by? Slow down.
Slow down. Son, get out of my yard. This is my neighborhood.
You're going 26 miles per hour.
You're going to.
I'm going to have to go on Amazon and see if I can find you a radar. Order you one for your birthday.
All right. So loud sounds after 8 p.m. startle me. Anything loud.
You're stressed.
Stressed.
Is that stress? Not age?
No.
No.
All right.
Because an old person would be asleep by 8 o'clock.
Cream of wheat and raisin bran are staple grocery list
You're
items.
Stressed on that one, too.
Old.
I'm not even lying, dude. Every time I go grocery shopping, I always pick up a box of cream of wheat, milk, and two boxes of raisin bran.
They should put it next to the Bengay.
I have the regular bowel movement schedule of a derailed train.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. Because every time I think that...
or they don't look at me like that. Is that on here? I don't see that.
No, it's not. Or they don't look at me like that. Don't judge me.
I won't.
I'd rather leave the light on all night than make the 10 steps or so to cut it off.
That's lazy.
Yeah, lazy.
That's not old?
No, that's lazy.
That's not stress.
Nope, it's lazy.
All right, well, here my friends are helping me. If someone shares...
Oh, wait, I changed my answer. That's depressed.
That's depressed? That's depression. If someone shares a story with me and they don't get to the point within the first 60 seconds, I zone out.
You're old.
Stressed. That You're happens old. To me all the time. I'm like, I just want to be like,
hurry.
Get to it already. Yeah, jeez. Or like, and then it's not even something that cool. I'm like, that's it.
Yeah, and then I feel bad because I'm like, wait a minute. I tell stories for a living. You know? This thing that we do here.
And we stretch things out.
And I get irritated when I'm like, just get to the freaking story. You know, so is that stressed or old?
That's old.
That's old. Finding a pen that doesn't write makes me cuss. I can't tell you how many pens I have found. Remember I had that epic meltdown on the show before we had the pen cup in the middle of the console here. When I would try to go for something and a pen and it wouldn't write, it pisses me off. I don't write too often, but when I do, I need a pen that works.
You're stressed.
Stress.
That's stress?
Yeah.
All right. Older stressed. I discovered a gray hair in my no-no zone.
You're old.
Old.
I discovered a gray hair in my left ear.
You're old.
I discovered two gray hairs, one in each nostril.
You're stressed.
Old.
I threw a towel across the room, fell to the ground, and cried like a baby when I lost my tweezers.
You're stressed.
Well, you know, just when I went to all my friends to help me out, you guys just made me feel even worse.
Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Yo, football. Take a seat. Thanks.
You know, I have never seen one inmate just walk in here and be unanimously hated by the entire population. I ain't never seen it.
How'd I get so lucky?
But you could have robbed banks. You could have sold crack. You could have stole your grandmama's pension, and nobody would have cared. But shaving points off a football game? Man, that's just un-American.
You play football?
Me? No. I suck so bad, they used to pick me after the white kids. Caretaker.
All crew.
Whatever your pleasure, I could facilitate. You need weed, you need meth, hey, you need Prozac. I'm your man. I know how you white boys always deal with that depression. I mean, me personally, I don't understand what you white boys are all depressed about. Hey, you're white, smile. And for a small fee, I can even get you McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah, that's right, Mickey D's, my man. Cheeseburger Eddie got the hookup.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
That's right, we can get our McFlurry on.
What about the love of a beautiful woman?
Well, you're going to have to lower your standards on the beautiful part and on the woman part.
Hey.
Let's just stick with the cheeseburgers.
Well, they're ugly now, but in 8 months, he's going to look like Beyonce.
No thanks.
Now, here's the most important part. You can't let these guys scare you. You can't let them punk you. Because if you do that, you're going to end up being somebody's bitch.
Don't want that. Thanks for the advice.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. With executive producer Philippius and Orly. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
That song just makes you want to dance.
I know, right? Fat Guy Radio Show for February 11, 2015. Heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Here in Studio G, taking some time to reflect and enjoy some Budweiser while we're reflecting and enjoying Budweiser. We are your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the in-car AHA radio app, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show live. Tweet us at FatGuyRadioShow on the Twitter. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search FatGuyRadioShow, all one word. That would have been a great place to hit the post there, but the producer was reading the same intro that I was reading. So I'll just keep going and I'll get to the Halo script. Why hit it? Nah, nah. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Gundam style.
I'm just waiting for like a little Asian to come flying through.
Today's show is sponsored by Halo 6 at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6 for the converting smoker or traditional tobacco smoker or the vapor that feels they're just not getting what they need or what they should get from their current vape products. Halo Cigs is the place to go. I was riding in the car with D-Tay, Mocha Cub, Daniel Taylor from Full Court Press Radio, and I was stopped at a light. You know, I was in my new whip lip, and I don't smoke in the new whip.
It's not new anymore.
It is new. It still smells new.
It's not.
It is. It still smells new.
The tires are
half because you hang
warm.
a new car smell. No. A tree doesn't make
I will take
new.
You two ass hats down there it, right now and shove your faces in the seat, and you will smell new car smell.
How many times have you farted in it?
I've never farted in it.
You lying.
I vape in it.
Lip, have you farted in it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's proof that I never farted in it because even after me and D-Tay left the Waffle House, he made me pull over so he can get out so he could fart.
It's a no fart zone.
I'm sure Halo
no
6.
No fart zone, no smoke zone.
I'm sure Halo 6 is going to love this read. So I was driving and I stopped at a light and there was a guy that pulled up next to me. He's like, hey, and I was vaping. I had my Triton tank. I was vaping. He's like, hey, what company is that? I'm like, Halo 6, brother. And I gave him the website, direct him right to it, new vapor. And he was saying, like, I was vaping with this other thing, man, and the batteries keep dying. I was like, dude, Halo 6, it's going to change your life. You're welcome. And then he sped off and I sped off. And then we met later and we three-wayed a chick. All right. So if you want Halo.
Believe that. Maybe three-wayed a guy.
Stop lying.
Get started or make the switch by clicking the Halo 6 banner on our website or directly from FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6. All American made e-liquids and vape pens. I love them. I exclusively vape with Halo products and you should too. Try it. I promise you, you'll be hooked. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Halo 6.
Halo.
We went all the way through that bit.
Yep.
Well, hell, the gang's all here, and we are excited for an all-new Fat Guy Radio show. Orly, how are you, buddy?
I am great. I had a great weekend and a great... Oh, it's already Thursday. It's almost the next weekend. A great week.
We're on Thursday nights tonight.
We are.
Isn't this weird?
It's the first time in a long time.
It actually makes me feel better.
Really?
Yeah, because I was so set to Thursdays that, like, my weeks, you know, I go to this radio show Thursday, I get paid Friday,
yeah,
and I'm off. No, the weekend.
Yeah,
so you're broke by Saturday.
I'm broke by Friday, but, you know, I try not to think about it too much.
You know, we haven't been on Thursdays in quite some time because we've
almost
been...
Almost a month, or more than a
more
month.
More than a month, dude.
All January.
And it's due to my GCU schedule,
yeah,
which there is some big news.
Oh,
that
boy.
I may be able... I can't say anything about it now.
Tell us.
I can't.
Nobody's listening. We won't tell anybody.
Oh, that's hurtful.
No, I mean, I didn't mean it that way.
There's some big news.
Nobody can hear us.
GCU. And by the way, I will share this. I met the student that was afraid to approach me at the GCU games. He's Purple Kid.
Purple Kid?
Yeah, there's a kid that wears all purple from head to toe. And he's one of the characters that are in the crowd.
Like one of those stretchy suits?
Yeah, one of those stretchy suits. So he just comes up to me. And just stands next to me, and he can't say anything when he's in costume. So he just stands next to me, and he's like, I don't know how, but he's like signing radio in a way.
How do you sign radio?
I don't know. Well, at first it looked a little absurd because he was kind of, you know, putting his hand up to his mouth, like talking into a microphone. And I'm thinking, you know, this is a Christian college, bro. You know, we're going to have to at least leave the campus. What? So he was like signing, like, I'm like, I put two and two together and I just imagined that must be the kid that was afraid to approach me because I was down on the court way before the game started, and which is not normal for me. I normally don't go out to the court till about 30 before, but I finally met him. Have no clue what his name is. Have no clue what it looks like because he was in purple suit.
Purple suit boy.
Well, and it's not confirmed.
He's a super fan.
It's not confirmed. The jury is still out on the lip. I understand. But for my psyche, it was
confirmed.
It's purple suit.
Can we get you one of those purple suits?
It would be more like a purple tarp if you put it on me.
Well, maybe you do a yellow blue suit for the Halo, for the live show.
No,
Halo.
We said we were going to put Little D in one of those yellow suits last week.
Little D? Oh, where is Little D?
Thank God. He's not here. That's why we're going to have an actual professional
Anthony
show.
Anthony just texted me saying Little D got fired.
Anthony is replacing Little D is the breaking news. And big news about GCU coming up. But we've augmented our schedule because of GCU. But it kind of feels good. I was thinking today, I'm like, man, the week is long. I'm like, I had an extra day. You know, we've been having some technical issues here in the building. So
did you find any hay?
I haven't found any hay.
Down by the bay, next to the clay, I must say. Sorry.
So I hugged my bay and we walked away. And then I said, let's go lay.
Next to the bay.
You can't repeat the same word over and over.
Can I get a buzz on
that? No,
one?
You can't because I'm set up for something else, but I'll go to it just because you asked me to. So I will definitely get right to it and give you that buzz that you
yeah,
so
let me redo
des-
it.
You
next
so
to
deserve.
The bay.
Next to the bay.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's cool. I was thinking like this week is long. Yeah. So I was here Wednesday night and because we were having all kind of technical issues when it comes to the stuff that we stress. What people don't see is that I stress the hell out. Lip don't care. I call Lip up and I say, hey, Lip, I got an alert that the network is down at the studio. Can you help me out?
I don't care.
He doesn't care. And I'm not going to call you, Orly, because it's going to take you two planes and a train ride to get here.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have you come all that way just for a 15-minute fix. So I'm the one that gets to cuss out the Cox Communications guy to get everything back up and running because I was here, I was working a full court press radio. D-Tay went into cardiac arrest and almost died on Monday. So they didn't tape a show. And then Ryan was on his way to do a solo show. And then Ryan's wife decided to go into cardiac arrest. So Ryan turns around. So full court press radio was completely black because they were all sick.
Really?
So So while I was sitting here and I was waiting on them and it's just me staring at their producer awkwardly. And then I'm like, okay, dude, you can just go home. Are you sure? Yeah,
we should have came and did the show.
We should have.
We wouldn't know what we're talking about.
No, we should have because now we're 4 days behind the Uber Say Old Bay, which is what we're going to cover today. Nice. But anyway, so right. I'm happy to be back on Thursdays, even though next week we'll be back on Wednesdays. You're welcome, Lady K. If she is watching The Blacklist right now, because I ain't heard one peep from her. Yep. If she's watching The Blacklist right now
and she's blacklisted
and
from
not
us
watching this show,
We should blow her up on Twitter right now.
We should totally blow her up on Twitter. Just send her a bunch of messages and pictures of her balls.
Are you listening?
I'm even showing a little chest hair for Lady K tonight.
You ain't got no chest hair because you got your goatee covering it.
That's true. Even though I did get
That's not goatee hair. That's chest hair going up to his chin.
Yeah. Oh. Even though I did. Yeah, because it sure as hell ain't on top of my
it's
head
an
anymore.
Optical illusion.
So I go and I get my hair cut and I get all shaved up on Saturday to go down to my motorcycles on Main. And then I realized Orly, we didn't take one picture.
I know, I was thinking that.
And we did take one picture with the roller derby.
And I forgot to upload. I told Flip this when you're out.
It was ridiculous. So motorcycles on Main was this past Friday night. And thank you to everybody that we met out there. Hope you're enjoying the show. It was a really good time.
It was
out
awesome.
There, man. I had a great time. You know, Mesa's been coming strong.
They have.
I can't.
Mesa loves us.
I'm not going to knock it. Mesa's been coming strong, wildly successful. I don't want to compare events, but the MacFest had its level of success, and Motorcycles on Main had its level of success.
They were two totally different types of events.
Two different markets.
Yeah.
Two definitely different markets, and that's what we're doing right now. And I was on a call earlier this week, and I learned what type of marketing strategy this is. It's called ocean marketing. We're basically just casting out all kind of lures to see which is going to be the most active market. All right, that's a little business talk for all you out there.
Business lingo.
Business jargon. But bikers are the best. Yep. Everybody was super nice. Now, they're big, gruffy, hairy, bolts and nuts eating for breakfast people, but they are the most genuine. And I was surprised, Orly, at how many previous radio DJs were out there. There were a lot of guys coming up to me saying, yeah, I used to spin records back in the 60s. I used to spin records, you know, in the mid 70s. And I had a morning show here. I was part of the morning zoo. Waka, waka, waka. I was surprised by that.
Does this mean that we're going to be bikers when we get older?
Yes.
It's like a picture now.
No, Lip is the one. Lip's already a biker now.
Is he?
I have a bike.
You have a,
it's in progress.
He has a Yamaha Suzuki.
Honda Rebel.
Then where were you at on Friday?
I told you it's in progress. No, it's not built.
His bike is in progress.
Oh, okay.
Besides, if he would have rolled his bike out there, we would have been the laughing stock of Maine. Not to say anything bad about your bike, Lip, but to say something bad about your bike.
You should have went. There was people out there like selling stereos for bikes.
Drugs.
Lighting for bikes.
Alcohol.
It's a rat rod.
What?
Yeah, it's ratted out.
Really? Yeah. I'm sorry, Lip. 1982 is on the other line. They want their jargon back.
It's right.
A rad rod?
Rat.
R-A-T or R-A-D?
R-A-T.
I think Lip may have just got the title of the show. It's a rat rod. All right. Very good, Lip. But it was a good time, though,
no,
right,
No, it was.
Orly?
It was good. Good. We met a lot of cool people. Kids, all ages were out there.
Yeah. I don't remember that little guy's name.
I can't think of it either.
He was our MVP.
He was awesome.
He was hilarious.
You missed the Lip. He was so excited. He won a sticker. He's like, a sticker! Yes!
Number one, we let him spin the wheel like eight times. He landed on sticker every time. And then I screwed up the first video because I didn't have my phone all the way landscaped.
Yeah.
So it went portrait and then I did it landscape and you can't switch in the middle of a video recording. So even though I was holding it landscape, it still shot portrait. So he's laying on his side through the whole video. And I was like, crap. And that was the best one. But then the second one that we posted up on Instagram was him getting
a sticker again.
He was like, a sticker. Oh, well.
Yeah. He was like so excited the first time and the second time. He's like, oh, sticker again.
Yeah. I mean, he almost won it, but he said he had a lot that he did. It was so cute.
That's the reaction. Oh, he's fixing it. There you go. What did you get?
Buckle up. Yeah.
Oh, he did spin pin one time.
There you go. And I'm like, there's a lot of water on there. There you go. Building up the excitement. Awesome. Just start drawing the walls.
Yeah, so he was just a cute kid. But it was fun. It was a great time out there early, right?
Yeah, no, we met people, like I said, all ages, all everything.
I'll just sit here and wait for you to get to the sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
I've set you up three times and you've missed it every time.
I thought you were too busy on your phone.
No, I'm not too busy for my phone.
We get yelled at, right, Liv?
Yes, absolutely.
So I was just staring at you, waiting for you to come back to the show.
You get your...
I was busy with your phone over there.
I was playing the clip. Weren't you not at rehearsal?
No, thanks again. No, we had XO Photography hook us up with a photo shoot.
They're really good.
Desert Dragonfly Holistic Healthcare gave us the massage, Thai foot massage, and a 2-hour massage.
Now, which one was the lady that I met? Was that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay, this lady was just absolutely phenomenal.
Anya. Her name's Anya.
Anya.
Anya what?
Anya, best behavior, because she's going to give you one crazy foot massage.
She even said she'll come to the studio.
She would. And I told her that the whole show would be, I'd be asleep. I'd be asleep within the first 5 minutes.
You would just hear, ooh, ah, ooh,
You know, that's how it was last night.
Yeah, if you get a massage real good, you're going to express some gas. Oh yeah, that's the spot right there.
You made me laugh. You made me laugh.
Yeah, she's gonna pass out because the gas.
So it's not good to eat beans before massage.
Do not go to Filiberto's before you go to Holistic.
What about Taco Bell?
Holistic Butt Rub or whatever. What's the company called again, Orly?
Desert Dragonfly Holistic Healthcare.
Desert Dragonfly Holistic Healthcare Bait and Tackle Shop. She
definitely don't
amazing.
Go to Chipotle.
Don't. Oh no, you get the E. coli mixed in with your gas. You'll kill everybody in the room.
Messy walls.
Oh, the helicopter effect.
I got a visual lip.
Our buddy Jeremiah hooked us up again with some cool paintings. He's artistic lifestyle.
Okay,
and
now
Kathy's lashes.
Let me stop you real quick for these paintings. What's his name?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, listen to me. It's your boy Corey Blaze here, Jeremiah. We had damn near a fight break out over people wanting that painting.
No, the long Star Wars.
The long Star Wars with the Millennium Falcon and the other thingy on there and the other thingy on there. We had to bring in police security because people wanted that painting and they wanted it bad. There was one kid that tried to throw a donut over my shoulder, make me turn around and look that way so he could run up Main Street with the photo or the painting in his hand.
I know that I made a mistake of putting it on the table. I mean, I wanted it on the table so it could be displayed.
We profiled it, yeah.
And then people's grimy hands were getting all over it.
Yeah, and we had to start snapping people's hands. Get your beer-soaked biker chain rubbing hands off this beautiful piece of work. That was amazing. It was phenomenal. And did we draw a winner for that yet? Has the winner been contacted yet?
Nope.
We're going to do that
right here in my pocket.
Are we going to do that? Are we going to do that on the air?
Yeah, I think we are.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I was prepared. But it was great. Who else gave us
Kathy's lashes?
Oh yeah,
fancy lashes. She told me somebody already booked an appointment. She was excited.
Okay, it was that's good. It was a great turnout, and we got to thank everybody for being there. So
and definitely thank Erica. She's the one that let us.
Yes, and you know what? And I'm gonna spotlight her for a quick second here, Orly, if I may. Erica came in the 11th hour. Because we had a little bit of a scheduling mix up, a little bit of a communication breakdown, and I'm not going to point any fingers at anybody. It just happens. In the world of entertainment, we have to be flexible. We have to have a backup plan, and we always do. So Erica, right? It's her name, Erica?
Yeah, Erica.
I'm really horrible with names, folks. You got to excuse me. Erica was the saving grace.
Yeah, like 2 days notice, 3 days
literally
notice.
Literally 2 days notice. She got on it. She communicated with Orly. Orly was on top of it. We had a problem. And I swear to you, within 90 minutes, we had a resolution. It was because of Erica. So we got to give Erica an old clap of the hands here for doing what she did. Thank you, Erica, for making that happen. We had a beautiful location and a beautiful spot, and I couldn't have been happier. So, Orly, we have the raffle tickets over there.
We do.
So, to give people a little bit of context, we were having a raffle for the Star Wars painting.
Yep.
Right?
And a 2-hour massage.
Right? And a 2-hour massage. Yeah. So, you get to have a Star Wars one-of-a-kind painting that no one else on the planet has, and you get a 2-hour footsie massage. Now, of course, it's Valentine's Day. This is perfect. So, guys that put in for the raffle, if you win this, you get the Star Wars, you put it up on your wall, it'll look pretty, and then you can send your girl or your mom or your auntie or your uncle or your boy out for a beautiful foot massage. So, Orly, I will turn it over to you to pull the name out of the raffle tickets, the hundreds of raffle tickets that we have. Let's pull the name now. Dig down deep into that. Right there. All right.
And we got Kimberly Johnson.
Kimberly Johnson! Woo-hoo. Yay! All right, Kimberly. if you're watching right now, which you don't necessarily have to be present to win the prize. But if you're watching right now, Kimberly, please reach out to us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. We will also be giving you a call. And congratulations, you are the winner of
the chicken dinner,
the one of a kind Star Wars painting and a foot massage, courtesy of who, Orly?
No, it's just a 2-hour massage.
2-hour massage.
From Desert Dragonfly Holistic Healthcare and a painting from Artistic Lifestyle.
Awesome. Great. So it was a good time.
Definitely right? A good time.
Yeah, definitely a good time.
We met some cool contacts. We met some
lots
people
of cool
that
want to
have us come hang out with them.
And even the guys that carry the Halo Sigs brand in their store.
Yeah,
I forgot their name. I forgot their business card.
Huh? But I did.
Yeah, we'll just sit here.
I had it.
You had it? It's gone. Hey, thanks, guys. Terry and I forgot his name. I'm really bad at this, folks. Hey, you got to forgive me. I meet 25,000 people a day. I'm sorry. I can't recall everybody's name. And Orly is no help.
Offbeat and unique.
20 minutes later. Offbeat and unique. Yes.
All accounts. I got it.
Those guys are really great. All right. So let's take a quick break right here. When we get back on the other side of this break, it's going to be the Ooper Say Old Bay coverage. I got some points, especially about the halftime and the commercials. So we'll get to all of that on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. All right. If you are looking for a gift for your Valentine's, we've got the right place for you. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon has gathered up all their top picks for Valentine's Day 2016, from men to women, watches and fragrances to jewelry, chocolates, clothing, and more. I don't have a Valentine this year, so I'm going to get something for my dear mother. And I will use the Shop Amazon button on fatguyradioshow.com, and you should too. So whatever person or age you're shopping for, Amazon's got Valentine's ideas you'll love. Have a look around at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo, which according to the insights, a lot of people like that Facebook cover photo. It's right there. It literally is, and it will open up your Amazon shopping app too if you have that on your phone. You got Facebook right there. You go to Fat Guy Radio Show's page, boom bam, Shop Now, the button's right there. It immediately takes you to Amazon.
I'm excited that I even though Valentine's Day is, was it Saturday or Sunday?
Yes, Sunday. This Sunday.
I get me being a procrastinator. I still have time because of the 2-day shipping, you know? So
you do. And
I'm not even worried about it yet.
And if you're in Arizona, 2-hour shipping.
Do that.
It's absolutely phenomenal. So Amazon is the number one way we power this free show. Well, boys, it happened on Sunday. We're a few days behind, but I'm talking about the big game, the Ooper Say Old Bay. Please tell me you boys watched.
Of course we watched.
Mute this channel, please. There we go. Don't have to worry about that. Here we go. The Ooper Say Old Bay. Couldn't tell you what teams were playing, but I think one was Peyton Manning and the other one was a black guy.
Yes, yeah,
that's what the name was. That was Peyton Manning versus the black guy.
Peyton Manning versus the praying black guy. Right?
No. Of course, Cam Newton, that's his name.
Cam
the Panthers
Newton.
And the Broncos.
Yes.
I'm going to blow your mind, Lip.
Uh-huh.
I watched the entire thing from start to finish.
And even five, how many naps did you take?
Even 5 minutes. I didn't, because I wanted to study it up, because I'm thinking, you know what? They sold this as going to be one of the greatest football games in the history of football.
They say that every year.
Don't they? Well, yes. I bought in this time. Me and Mocha Cub, DT, Daniel Taylor, he's got too many names. We're planning on getting together if he wasn't hungover from his birthday party celebrations. Well, unfortunately, he was. So it was just me and my Scooby-Doo underwears sitting on
light switch.
Sitting on the couch watching it by myself.
That's like every time I say light switch, Lip laughs.
Yeah, because Lip knows the light switch is always off, and the lights are off, and no one's home.
Did you have any good snacks going on?
I did not have any good snacks. What? I didn't eat anything. I had a frozen pizza. I threw it in the oven, and that's what I had.
You can't watch Super Bowl and not have some snacks.
I slummed it, brother.
I had a salad, and I had Diet Coke.
Well, the whole thing is, of course, I watched it for none other than the
commercials.
The commercials.
Yep.
Which you could have viewed before. If
right. You Which to save is time. My exact point. They can't get out of their way by releasing the commercials prior to the game.
They can't hold their load. That's it.
I don't understand that for the life of me. You've given us the sexiness before we even pulled the sheets back on the bed. The whole point of the Super Bowl, one of the reasons why I watched the Super Bowl is for the commercials. And all the commercials were on SuperBowlCommercials.com 2 days before. Now, they did hold back maybe one or two.
Yeah.
Why spend millions of dollars if it's just going to be on the internet anyway?
Exactly. $3 million for a 30-second spot? $1 million per second, and they released them on a website prior till?
Yeah.
That is my biggest gripe every year. They did it last year. They did it the year before. They can't hold it. They can't keep it in. There's no element of surprise when it comes to these Super Bowl ads, and it just takes the fun out of it.
Yes.
It sucks the fun right out of it.
Yesterday, somebody posted one on Facebook, and I'm like, thinking it's a new commercial, and then I Google it and it's like from 4 years ago.
Yeah. And it was funny because that was another thing. Did you laugh at any of them?
No. One, maybe one.
I can almost guess which one you probably laughed at.
And which one would that be?
I'm going to take a wild guess here, but I laughed at one, but the one that I ended up laughing at, believe it or not, was after the game and wasn't even considered a Super Bowl commercial because it came after and it was really just an extension of the commercial that actually aired during the Super Bowl. Lip, I can almost guess which one you laughed at.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
I got it right here. I keep trying to get to the sound bed and I keep screwing it up. All right, here we go. I think I got it here. I think I got which one you laughed at.
Go.
Puppy monkey baby, puppy monkey baby, puppy monkey. That was creepy.
That's the creepy one. Puppy monkey baby,
puppy monkey baby. This is the worst commercial I have ever seen.
But it was probably one of the best. That's what makes it even worse.
It took someone at my numbers job to explain to me why this commercial was even made.
Why?
Because the videos that go viral most of the time has a puppy in it, has a baby in it, or has a monkey in it.
Very true.
So they took all three of those elements and put it together and gave us Puppy Monkey Baby.
I like how he danced.
It was horrible CGI, number one. It was licking that dude's face, but then yet there was a baby's legs protruding out of a diaper, and out of the back of the diaper was a monkey's tail. There was nothing. No, and people are ripping their labias over their face over this stupid commercial.
Yes.
No, they were horrible.
We are the most vapidly entertained people on the planet.
I was dancing by the third time I saw that commercial, though. Oh, God.
What commercial did you laugh at, Liv? Which one made you unhinge your jaw, or which one do you remember the most?
The Kevin Hart one where he has a car. You can take my car.
And yeah. He's like, was it Chrysler? Or Buick?
I don't know which one it was.
Whichever one it was, who cares? Orly, which was the one that you remember the most?
I laughed at too. I laughed at George and Wheezy, and it was George Washington and Lil Wayne. I don't even know what it was like for apartments.com.
I didn't even get that one. I didn't get it. Yeah. I didn't understand that.
Because it was moving on up.
I know, and he was on a crane on a white piano being lifted up the side of a building, yeah. And I'm not tuned in. I didn't understand the whole Lil Wayne thing and the whole other dude. I didn't even know who that other dude was.
You didn't understand George and Wheezy?
No, I didn't get it.
Don't you remember?
I know that, but I expected to see George Jefferson and Wheezy. Oh, wait, I couldn't see them because they're dead.
Are they both dead?
Yes.
And then you know which one made me laugh? Probably didn't make other people laugh.
Which one?
Was an avocado commercial, because at the end,
it played the sound bit that we have made famous on this show.
Yeah. Avocados from Mexico. I heard that and it like caught my attention. I started laughing.
Because that's where we got it from. Because that was a commercial from last year's Super Bowl that made me unhinge my jaw. And I stood up and I pushed both of my kids' faces into the couch. And I said, I need that sound clip in my soundboard. I sent Philippius a Snapchat. And I told him with my pants down around my ankles, I need that Avocados from Mexico sound clip in the soundboard by noon tomorrow.
And did he do that?
And Lip replied back on SoundClip, wow, no wonder why you're single.
avocados from Mexico.
Because you don't eat enough avocados.
No, I wasn't. There was only one commercial that wasn't necessarily funny, but I thought was that the only one that stuck out with me throughout the whole Super Bowl. And that was the Steve Harvey commercial, the T-Mobile Steve Harvey commercial, where he came out and T-Mobile started normally where they're dropping the balls down the little three ring and everything. And he comes out, wait, stop. T-Mobile got it wrong. And this time it wasn't my fault. That one made me chuckle a little bit. And that was the most, that's the only one I walked away remembering.
Nah, I don't like that one. It was, I feel like they tried too hard and like he wasn't really into it. I feel like he was just kind of,
No, I think it was what people have been expecting him to do, which is get out in front of that whole thing. I think he played this whole thing close to the vest and I think his star rose for it.
You think so?
I think so. The way he handled it on his talk show and the way that he came out in the Super Bowl. And I think T-Mobile dropped a lot of money to get him to do that. And hats off to T-Mobile. If I wasn't so happy with my at-tat, I switch over to T-Mobile.
It's not going to cause me to switch over because I don't really care.
But it was hilarious. It was the only one that I remember.
No, you know which one was better? Actually, not T-Mobile. Sprint.
With Drake.
Drake. That was a cool commercial.
Well, that one, I just was like, I didn't get it. It was so, it went over my head. It was there, but it wasn't.
I thought it was funny.
It was just Drake saying, yes, we can do whatever we want. It's vapid. And then it ended with, can we get in the box?
Yeah, and they were dancing. Tell me that wasn't cool.
Okay, white people dancing. Ooh.
Older stress, Philippius. Mr. Grumpy over here.
It's not Mr. Grumpy. They totally.
Depressed.
They totally. Phoned it in on this Super Bowl.
I'm glad I didn't watch Super Bowl with you.
Everybody did the Cam Newton. They saw the ball right in front of them and they jumped away from it. Yep. That's what they did on the Super. That's what they did on these commercials. But I will give you one thing that did rock. And I am really excited that this happened. Of course, I think I will agree with all of the blogs. This does rival what Whitney Houston did. And that's Lady Gaga singing the national anthem.
Yeah, she killed it.
I think she killed it.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early
that was. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was the wonderful CBS audio.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
I feel like it kept cutting out. Like stuff
it did. It did. We're going to get to that next because CBS, multi-million dollar organization, can never mic anything properly. We do a better audio job in this 10 by 10 studio than they do at the Super Bowl. Back to Lady Gaga.
Maybe.
Say, can you see?
This is, if you can pull this song off, you have immense talent. Now, there was a lot of buzz saying, hey, did she sing it live or did she not sing it live? Lip, do you think she sang it live?
It's kind of hard to tell.
I think it was live.
Or you think it was live?
Yeah, I think it was.
The reports are out. It was pre-recorded.
Was it?
And they always do it pre-recorded. Every national anthem of the Super Bowl is pre-recorded because knowing sound waves, the bounce back in that stadium would have thrown that entire song off. There have been no way. Jamie Foxx is a victim of the sound waves. Where he was singing in a large stadium, the national anthem, he decided to sing it live, and he was catching the bounce back, and it sounded horrible. So this was pre-recorded. But she still nailed it, and she nailed the lip singing very well. And I think that the mic may have been a little open, but I don't think she depended on the mic 100%. Because it was very clean, but she did a very good job lipping this song, and she nailed it. Yeah, she nailed it.
I think people, they see her wear all these crazy-ass like meat suits and weird things, and they like were automatically bashing her, kind of, and she came out.
That was me.
And she looked normal.
She did.
And she killed it.
She nailed this. And she didn't mess with the song. She left it, except right here. A little bit. I like this, though. So she did a little bit right there.
Yeah.
And then we lose her because then the Jets fly over here in a second. But I thought she killed this song.
Yeah, she definitely did.
I was reminiscent of the great Whitney Houston. All right, fade that out. I think she nailed it.
Did you hear there was like a betting thing going on, like the over-under, if she was going to take a certain amount of time?
Yeah, they always have that every year, and because sometimes people can go. I mean, Alicia Keys did America the Beautiful last year, and I think that was like 20 minutes long.
I think it was like 2 minutes, 20 seconds, and people were mad. There was controversy because
she nailed it.
Because, you know, she said Home of the Brave, and then she said The Brave again.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it stops at the first The Brave. The casino said it officially stopped, so people were pissed off because the they were brave. Like, yeah.
Well, hey, if you walked away from anything with the Super Bowl commercials, if you stole a Prius, you can rob a bank and get away with it.
Yeah. Man.
I went and bought one just because.
Your dad has a business.
How long were they going to milk that thing?
And it was like 2 parts to the commercial.
It was 2 parts. Really, Prius? Let me tell you what I experienced about. Let me tell you. No, screw that. Let me tell you what I experienced with these Priuses. He does. And it goes slow. It goes slow.
But it can evade the cops, right?
No. Yeah, it can evade the cops if the cops are on the Segway. It's slow. Don't ever get behind a Prius when they're trying to get on the freeway, when you got to try to get to 55 or 65. That Prius, I've driven one. I'm speaking from experience, people.
Wait, hold on.
This is a new one, though. This is a new one.
I don't give a damn. They're all slow.
You know why it's so slow?
Why?
Because you're in it.
No, it's not. Screw you.
That little tiny puny motor can't haul your big butt at no 65 miles an hour.
No.
And that's why you were going slow.
My dad has a 2015 Prius. The latest model that's supposed to have that super up engine. When you mash down on that pedal, it takes at least 3 seconds for the computer to compute. Oh my God, somebody's pushed the pedal down. I better go. By the time the computer decides to actually accelerate the car, the Mack truck is already in your back pocket. Those Priuses are not as fast as they said in those commercials. That commercial, I'm calling shenanigans. I ain't seen one damn Prius that is able to get up to 55 miles an hour as quickly as those bank robbers did in that commercial. You know what they should have had at the bottom of that commercial? They should have had closed course driven by professional drivers, and the Prius does not actually move like this. We're just trying to get you to buy this overpriced car because it's a Prius.
This is the 2016, though.
I don't care.
Have you been in 2016?
I will go test drive the 2016, and I guarantee you it's got the same computer processor in it where when I mash the pedal, it's going to think about whether or not it's going to go.
Mac.
It's not running by a Mac. It's running by a PC.
You should go do a test drive, and you know how the worker goes with.
Yes.
Say, by the way, we're going to go rob a bank right now.
We're going to rob a bank right now. You know what I mean? And while we're robbing the bank, I'm going to take my pregnant wife, and I'm going to have some Doritos so that she can go into early labor.
Ooh, that was a good commercial.
What? What? That was disgusting.
I literally went and bought a bag of Doritos after. It made me go buy a bag.
You went waving a Dorito over your wife's stomach, yeah, to see if the baby was going to fly out of her uterus and break every bone and break the laws of science and the laws of nature and just come flying out of the uterus and fall on the floor to get a chip. Really?
A chip.
It wasn't even funny. It was disgusting.
So a commercial has to be real to you?
No, it doesn't have to be real. It has to have some
You're
level of entertainment.
About every
no, I'm, because they phoned it in. They phoned it in. They did. They did not put forth an effort for the 4 hours that I sat and watched this piece of dreck.
Depressed.
I'm not depressed. I'm old.
So anything that wasn't true, you didn't like.
No, it wasn't true. Well, no. Okay. Maybe.
What commercial would you have liked? Would you like McDonald's to say, hey, we don't have cheese in our mozzarella stick?
And no.
You'd be like, that's true. I like this commercial.
No, what I would like is Taco Bell to not lie to us like Prius and the Doritos people did. Because you know damn well when you go and get that quesarito Dorito and you rip that bitch apart, ain't nothing going to come out but that nasty ass dried brown lettuce that they're going to stack inside of that bitch because they know damn well there's not going to be enough cheese in there. That cheese was pulling apart like a Pizza Hut commercial. You know damn well that's not going to happen. If I would have got here a little earlier, Philippians, I would have went and got some of those Acharacho Rotoratos or whatever the hell they're called.
Yeah.
And we would have had a pool test right here on the show. I guarantee you.
Oh, a pool test?
A pool test, because that was the whole bit of their Super Bowl commercial that they spend millions of dollars on. I guarantee you, if we would have had one of those in our hands and one of us would have pulled it apart, nothing would have happened. No cheese.
There would have been like dust.
It would have been dust.
That's the new thing. Did you see Pizza Hut did it too? They had the new appetizers connected to pizza.
Yeah, that's not right either. That ain't right either. I just want them to be honest with me. That's it.
What I don't like about that is like if I'm like, oh, you know, like mine's. My appetizers are out by mine, so I'm going to grab one from here. You're touching somebody else's piece of pizza.
Right, you really are. You just made cuticle pizza. That's what you did. You just put your nasty knuckle-dragging cuticles all over the pizza for everybody else. And OCD people like me are never going to want to share pizza with you ever again.
Well, just, then you just won't have pizza with
us. Tell me the truth. That's all I'm asking for. You're spending $3 million. There's a better way to sell that Taracho.
Whatever. You want the truth?
What?
The truth is you're fat.
I am fat. That's why I want my food commercials to tell me what I'm actually going to get. I don't want them to tantalize me.
And they keep all your gluten, too. And then,
gluten-free.
I want my gluten, too. They know. It was. And then here's the thing. I'm not a football fan. I ain't got a dog in the fight. I can care less whether or not the Broncos, the Cows, or the Panthers, or the Lions, or the Jaguars, or the Sea Urchins. I don't care who won.
The Seattle Sea Urchins?
The Seattle Sea Urchins versus the Denver Giddyups. I don't care. All I care about is that clearly, according to social media, there were a lot of sacks, there were a lot of interceptions, there were a lot of fumbles, and Cameron Newton, godson of Olivia Newton-John, saw the football, which is, I guess, what you need to score.
Yes.
He saw it there, and all of a sudden, the football must have turned into the predator face because he jumped away from it. That's all I know.
Is that why you watched? Because you heard there was going to be a lot of sex?
No! I was. He gets one of these. Yeah, those packages look great.
You know what happened? When he scores, he does the Superman chest thing.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So what happened was his football was actually the kryptonite. So
it was a kryptonite. He saw kryptonite in the pigskin.
Yep.
And he couldn't touch it. And from what everybody is saying, that cost him the game.
Lip was happy because a couple weeks before, Cam Newton ran all over those Cardinals.
Yeah.
So you know he was happy to watch.
So it was Cam Newton that stabbed your Cardinals in the bird chest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they defeathered him.
I didn't get it. And then, of course, the big thing we had at the opening of our show, the Peyton Manning Budweiser thing.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go have some Budweiser.
How much did they pay him to say that?
I don't know, but they didn't pay him. They released it yesterday, and said Budweiser, the spokesperson for Budweiser, said we did not compensate him for that mention
because he said it I can see if he said it once, I'm like, okay, he's a fan. But, like, they interviewed him again, and he was like,
yeah,
like I said, I'm going to drink. And I was like, man.
Well, it was a prepared speech, number one, because he knew he was going to be faced with the question on whether or not he was going to retire. And he didn't want to admit that at that point. Because if he would have said, yes, this is my last game, I thought it was a safe. I thought it was a right thing for Peyton to do, because if he would have said, yes, I'm retired, it would have took the complete spotlight off of the entire team's success of winning the Super Bowl. So he kept it and he played it close to the vest. That's why he said it once when he was talking to that vapid eye blinker lady on the field. And then he said it again when he was up there on that big, huge cartoon sized float that had the 5 and the 0 so far away. I thought that was the score. And he set it up there again, knowing damn well that the announcer guy that was interviewing him heard the blinking eye bitch ask him the same question. Why are you going to repeat it? You're wasting my time. Let's shoot some more of those little paper trophies in the air. Let's get the hell out of here and go home.
Maybe he knows he's going to retire, so this is what he's looking for.
Maybe so.
You know what I mean?
And one last thing before we go. You Coldplay hating sons of bitches out there, let me tell you this right now.
That's me.
Stop the music. We're going late. Stop the music. I gotta get this out. Let me tell you something right now, you little Coldplay hating some of my bitches here. Coldplay, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars can't sniff the butt cheeks of Coldplay. Let me tell you why. Okay. Coldplay made success and has success in the music industry. And guess what they have? Real instruments. They didn't need a MacBook Pro. They didn't need Pro Tools to create a hit record. So all you people out there saying that Beyonce and Bruno Mars came in and saved the Super Bowl halftime show, you can kiss my ass. Coldplay rocked the hell out of that, as Coldplay does, because Coldplay was out there with instruments. Beyonce brought a CD.
Can I speak on
Bruno
this after the break?
Bruno Mars brought a record player.
After the break, I'm speaking on this.
You guys can go screw. Coldplay runs circles around Beyonce any day, and circles around Bruno Mars. Now, Beyonce and Bruno Mars, I'm a fan of them too. But all you Coldplay haters out there, they definitely outrank Beyonce and Bruno Mars. Hands down. Because they're a real band. They're real artists with real talent. If you can write a hit record with a bell in it, a bell? Beyonce ain't got no songs with a bell in it.
Are you done?
Nah, we'll be back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I like to hear your retort.
Oh, you're going to get it.
Bring it. Because that's just who I am this week. Lie in the grass next to the mausoleum. I'm just nothing you've everybody. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. There's a really cool way to enjoy Fat Guy Radio Show, folks, and it's really easy and simple for all of you. I'm talking about the Stitcher Radio, and you can enjoy Fat Guy Radio Show and all your favorite internet radio shows by using the Stitcher Radio app. It's so easy. No syncing your phone and the Stitcher Radio app through fatguyradioshow.com/StitcherRadio comes free with car mode. A lot of people are listening to their phones in their car. All these new cars are Bluetooth enabled. I'm sure the new 2016 Prius is also Bluetooth enabled as you get away from your bank heist, allowing you to easily play this show while in your while on your phone in your car. Bluetooth sync. My little brother, that's the only way he really listens to the show is using the Stitcher Radio app on his Google phone. So, you should too. Give it a try. Get it now. Available for your iOS, Droid, and any app-enabled mobile device or tablet. Stitcher Radio, an easy way to radio. FatGuyRadioShow.com/StitcherRadio. And welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius, and Orly over there. Okay, Orly, what say you against the Coldplay hate?
All right, so I did post, I posted on Facebook, I said Bruno Mars and Beyonce stole the show, and the reason I did say that is I'm not, and I'm not even a big fan of Beyonce, so that tells you a lot.
Okay.
I'm all about, like, a band actually playing instruments, I'm with you with that, but they were just, it was boring.
Ever seen a Coldplay concert?
Yeah, I understand, I mean, I don't really care for Coldplay, and I mean, I'll say
Coldplay fan.
They did okay, but I just think you got to hire somebody that's going to actually get people hyped up. You know what I mean? It was just kind of boring. It was slow. It was just...
Now, the whole Pepsi halftime show was lackluster. I will give you that because, number one, none of the stage pieces moved. They had one little video stage at the beginning. Remember last year?
Katy Perry had
a big lion. We had stage pieces that were moving around. We had her flying in the air. There was a lot more production level. I think the production aspect, I will give you that. The production aspect of the halftime show sucked.
Maybe that's what brought my opinion down, Cole.
But I mean, people can't say that Beyonce and Bruno Mars, I think they should hire Bruno Mars to do every halftime show based on when Bruno Mars did the halftime show 3 years ago. He killed it, but he had a band out there. He was engaging. It looked, number one, Bruno Mars did Bruno Mars. Beyonce looked like she was the queen S, and she had a look on her face the whole time like, why am I performing with these lesser acts? I'm queen B. That's what she exuded out. And people that, I just disagree with the fact that people are saying that Beyonce and Bruno Mars saved the halftime show. I think Pepsi all around overall at the 30,000 foot look phoned in the halftime show because the production level was less than stellar.
Yeah, I just think you got to get somebody that's going to, like, even, so for instance, when Katy Perry played last year, I'm sure those people that weren't big Katy Perry fans, I never listened to her stuff a lot.
Me either.
But after that, I was like, damn, she's pretty good.
Yeah,
and
you want to check
Coldplay,
her out.
Yeah, it was kind of like, okay, that was boring. People weren't into it. People, you know what I mean? At least when Bruno Mars came out, the crowd got into it. It's almost like they picked up the show and helped carry it on their shoulders. That's how I feel about it.
I get that. I disagree. And I disagree from the fact that Coldplay is a real artist. Beyonce in her own right is great. Bruno Mars in his own right is great in the same category as Beyonce. Coldplay stands in their own category. Coldplay is Coldplay because of the type of music they play. That is their set. Stop. I thought they rocked it.
I think they're good. I guess they're okay, but I guess I'll just say they're not
Super It wasn't last year, but I think you're right. It may have had an effect on you because the production level was less than stellar than it was last year. Last year, we had a freaking 20-foot tall lion.
Yeah, they're good. I just think they're not Super Bowl good.
I think they're major Super Bowl good. They could have killed that.
What about...
Their message is what stands out.
Yeah. Did you hear what Carlos Santana said? Do you agree with him?
What did Carlos
Santana
say?
He's from the Bay Area,
say?
And he's good. He didn't knock them. He just says he failed the Super Bowl committee, and he actually did a little part with the, like, I think when CBS went to break, they had him play the guitar.
Okay.
He said they should have had somebody like himself, maybe, and not just himself. He said maybe Journey or maybe Metallica. They're all Bay Area huge bands, and I think Metallica, not just being a rock fan, would have killed it, and I think that crowd would have just... I could see fireworks, and maybe it is a production part. I could see all that stuff.
Yeah, they didn't... Dude, the pyrotechnics were even less than stellar. I mean, Beyonce danced on grass because the stage was so damn small. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it just didn't work for me, but what... My point is, and I understand your point, my point is, people cannot say that Coldplay ruined that halftime show, because Coldplay did Coldplay.
Coldplay ruined that halftime show.
They did not. They are Coldplay. They rocked it. If you go to any Coldplay concert, they didn't. Pepsi dropped the ball in the production of that halftime show. It had nothing. Coldplay did Coldplay. Beyonce did Beyonce. Bruno Mars did Bruno Mars.
I just think like Bruno Mars. So when Bruno Mars played, there's probably people that didn't listen to him and they said, you know what? I'm going to go check out Bruno Mars from now on. I don't think there's a lot of people saying, man, this Coldplay band was awesome.
People could have said the same thing about Katy Perry and Missy Elliott. My kid, my 15-year-old looked over at me like, who's that? Because Missy Elliott hasn't been relevant in 15 years. Coldplay.
She came out and killed it, though. She did better than Coldplay. I'd have rather saw Missy Elliott again than Coldplay.
I know we're going to have to agree to disagree because we've got to get on to our new segment. But I will say this much. I think that the production element was absolutely tarnished. Really?
Yeah, you wanted to go long.
All right. Well, I guess we're going to have to break right here. And we're going to have to come back with our new segment. We got to get to this new segment. It's our last final segment, ladies and gentlemen. On the other side of this break, I didn't get to anything that I wanted to get to on the show. But on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, it's a new segment right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Trailer Talk. On Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this. So we got this new segment that we're going to be doing. And this was Orly's love child, wasn't it, Orly?
It was.
Yeah.
Orly finally listened to one of my ideas.
I did.
So I hope it goes good.
Because it made sense. It made sense. All right.
Why didn't a midget toss him? You threw that one right out the door.
That's because I felt bad because Lip is not that tall.
Oh.
We're the same height, Lip.
I probably got like maybe a half an inch on you.
We're still talking about height, right?
No.
Oh. Well, we got this new segment, ladies and gentlemen. You know, most radio stations and everybody, they review movies. The movie comes out. Everybody's got an opinion about it. It's all great. Fine and dandy.
Makes millions of dollars.
We ain't got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Or the money.
So we have decided to review the trailer for the movie. And it's called, our new segment called Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and our movie for this week is Purge 3. Purge 3 is coming out soon to theaters in 2016 this year. The Purge election year is an upcoming 2016 American social science fiction action horror film written and directed by James DeMonaco, a sequel to the 2014 film The Purge Anarchy, and a third installment of the Purge series. It is set to release in July 1st, 2016, and it stars Frank Grillo, Elizabeth Mitchell, Edwin Hodge, and Michaelity Williamson.
I saw 4th of July.
4th of July?
That's what I saw.
I'm sorry. I'm referring to Wikipedia, and that could always screw you up. So we'll start with you, Orly. I don't think, Lip, you had a chance. You had a busy week, so you didn't have a chance to look at the preview?
I have not.
We'll post the trailer up on our Facebook page. But, Orly, what was your take on it?
I was excited because I loved the first two.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think people didn't like the second one. I thought the second one was just as good as the first one. The kind of music they play with it, that always gets me, like the music and the sound effects, you know?
Yeah.
And that, the two things that get me is that siren. that had me like all amped. It gave me goosebumps. I was like,
yeah.
That siren they play. If you haven't seen the movie, they play a siren basically.
It's in the trailer.
To start the purge, yeah.
It's in the trailer.
And then the whole, what is it called? Like, the thing that starts to say, this is the two.
The emergency broadcast system voice. Like
the announcement thing.
Yeah.
Those two things just had me pumped. I didn't even need to see the rest of the trailer. I was ready to go see it. But anyways, no, it looks cool. It looks like, and the mask, it gets like, I feel like it's getting creepier. Each movie's getting creepier, like the mask of the people and like,
It
looks creepy.
Okay, so it's about a 2.5 minute trailer
Yeah.
that we'll have up on our Facebook page. This is my whole thing. I am so in to see this movie from this trailer. Now, the cinematography of the trailer was synonymous to the previous two Purge movies. And I went and saw both of the Purge movies because I think that the concept of the movie is something completely new to Hollywood. I mean, it's like you're turning off. It's something that everybody has always had in the back of their head. If we just turn off the laws.
If you had a freebie.
If you had a freebie. But here's some of the things that I didn't understand about it. I didn't understand why the mask. Why are they wearing masks if it's a lawless time? There's no reason to hide your face. There's no reason to hide or do anything. Now, they're going after, and there's no spoiler alert because the movie hasn't come out yet. They're going after the senator, and I think this is why they tied it into Independence Day. Because it is political, but they're going after the senator or the political face that is trying to stop the purge because she's identifying that the purge is killing off all the poor and the blacks. So she's trying to stop the purge and they go after her clearly in the preview, but I didn't understand why they were wearing a mask. If it's lawlessness, no need to hide your face.
Well, yeah, maybe because then maybe if you kill somebody or you're after somebody.
Yeah.
In the Purge 4, they might come after you.
That's true. And I didn't see any blood in the trailer, but I'm hoping that there's a lot of bloodshed. I want to see, like, you know, bullets and shots to the head. I want to see that blood
splat. That little sniper scene was kind of cool.
That sniper scene was really awesome. Now, I watched it on my phone. I should have watched it on, like, my iPad or a big computer. And I watched it again before we started the show because I knew we were going to talk about it. And from the trailer, it seems like the Negro saves everybody again. Wasn't it the Negro that saved everybody in Purge 1 and 2?
Yeah, he was like a homeless guy. The little kid let him in.
Open your door. Just give us our guy and let us purge.
You know what makes the movie scary to me? You know what makes any scary movie
because
scary to me?
Because it's probable?
But yeah, it's real. Exactly.
Those it are could possibly movies. Happen.
Those are the movies that creep me out. Like The Hills Have Eyes. There could be those creepy people out in the mountains.
Yeah,
especially on the other side of the studio.
And I, you know what? I'm not familiar with Frank Grillo, the stars. Frank Grillo, Elizabeth Mitchell. When I first saw Elizabeth Mitchell in the trailer, I almost thought she was Sandra Bullock. For the first time, I had to Google who the stars were. I thought it was Sandra Bullock.
I didn't see it.
She kind of looked a little bit like Sandra Bullock from afar.
Yeah, I guess she does.
But I'm not familiar with Frank Grillo. Have you heard of Frank Grillo in anything else?
No.
Edwin Hodge?
I think he was in the second one.
Did he survive the second one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
That's what makes the movie cool, too, is when you're not spending all the money on these people that are just there for the money.
Yeah.
These people are there for the movie.
He was in The Gray, End of the Watch. He was in Captain America, The Winter Soldier, and The Purge, Anarchy. He was in the second one. And I don't remember the second one very much for some reason. I don't know why. But I'm glad they're building it as a series because it is a completely new concept. But you're right. I agree with you 100%, Orly. It's the probability of that happening in real life is what makes this movie so intense.
You think that would really help if that kind of stuff happened?
No, because I think what would happen is that we would be left with nothing but rich people. Because they would kill off all the poor people, so you two are gone.
All right. I own a lot of guns.
It don't matter. You have to put up a whole fortress. I don't think it would ever happen, but if they did, I know that there are some cities that would be wiped off the map. And number one, there are already other countries out there that want to purge the entire United States.
True.
So if we were to turn that off, they would say, hey, there's no laws over there right now. Let's just go ahead and fire off one of those nukes. Little angry baby over there in China that just killed one of his head security guards or his head soldier guys because he sneezed during one of the whatever Kim Jong-un fat baby when he was walking down the aisle. They lobbed his head off or something like that. Oh, yeah, he'll be the first one to fire off one of his little toy rockets over here. We don't need another. We don't need a real purge.
We should have the audio of the emergency broadcast system.
It's
creepy.
We got to pull that. Maybe for next week's intro because it is in the other two.
And then that alarm. Just do that alarm too.
Oh man, that's creepy. I need that in the sound. I need that in the sound machine here over your lip. So you didn't get a chance to see it, but you saw the first Purge, didn't you? Didn't you go with me to see it?
I might have.
Or didn't you? I can't remember who I went and saw it with.
I know I seen the first one.
I know you saw the first one.
I can't remember the second one. I think I've seen parts of it.
I can't recall the second one either.
We'll have to do a marathon. We'll watch 1, 2, and then we'll have a show date and we'll all go.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And I'm going to say no. And the reason why is because...
You might cry?
I'm not gonna cry.
Because you're old and stressed.
I'm old because I'm old and stressed. No, because I don't know who I want to go see the movie with.
Us or
someone else.
Wow. Oh, the other network guys.
Oh.
Not necessarily.
That's cool. Liv, we'll roll.
We'll go.
We'll get us a rotisserie chicken. Take it in there.
Yeah, make sure grub on. Tortillas with that.
So now if he has to go with us, we're going to say no, because it's like we're going to be his last choice now. If somebody else says no, he's going to be like, oh, do you guys want to go still? I'm going to say no.
So
what do you have plans?
Do you guys want to go see The Purge?
No.
Hey, all of you. All right, that's our new segment, ladies and gentlemen, where we review not the movies, but the trailers, because the movies haven't come out yet. Fat Guy Radio Show's Trailer Talk.
Is this a weekly thing?
I don't know. As often as you send something and we get to use this really cool graphic, that's all I care about, because that's a really cool graphic and I got to do an intro. Fat Guy Radio Show's Trailer Talk. Why? Because the movies are too expensive and the trailers are free.
So what do you give it? The
trailer?
Yeah.
I give the trailer a 5 being the best, 1 being the worst. I will go ahead and give that a 3.5.
I'm going to go with a 4.
You're going to give it a 4?
Yeah.
All right. Well, when Lip has a chance to review it, we'll get his rating, and we'll probably forget about getting that on the next show, because I'll probably forget about it anyway. All right. Is there anything else that I needed to get to before? Oh, don't forget to join us on February 20th at Vaping in the Sun with Halo Sigs. We are going to be down in Chandler, ladies and gentlemen, for a live taping at Vape in the Sun Expo, benefiting the Vape Event free admission. Please register by clicking the Vape in the Sun banner on Fat Guy Radio Show. And we appreciate you so much for being there with us, and we look forward to meeting everybody and hanging out with Halo Sigs during that live taping. It is going to be an amazing time. Today's show was brought to you by Halo Sigs.
Are they going to be selling merchandise out there? Because I want to order me a Halo hat, or do I need to order before?
They will not be selling. That's what makes Halo Sigs great. They will not be selling their products there. They will have samples available for people, but I might know a guy that knows a guy that might be able to put in a phone call to a guy that can get a guy to get you a hat.
I want a Halo hat.
Really, Lip? You ain't on the bandwagon for the Cardinals no more, so you're just going to get on this Halo Sigs bandwagon.
I'm going to wear it during the live show.
That's going to happen. My sponsor.
No, you're a sponsor. Now that you want a Halo hat. Hey, Robert, if you're listening, no Halo hats for them.
What about me?
I need one.
You don't got a big enough one for that big head.
They don't sell one that small for you. You like Halo baby hats.
Halo Sigs, when we chop these commercials up for them, they're going to love this. But you know what? They're so flex and they're so chill. Come on, hang out with us and see if Orly gets his hat. Halo Sigs, the power behind today's show. Get started vaping or make the switch from that lackluster vape product. Halo Sigs is able to help you in every way. I exclusively vape with Halo, and you should too. Get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Sigs. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us and the guys on our social sites. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And I'm sorry, but we just went offline, but we'll have the replay up on Vimeo. I apologize for that. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog. It is back up, folks, so please have a gander and a look right there if you will. So, for our executive producer, Philippius, and Orly Mufasa, Beyonce, Bruno loving, Coldplay hating, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone, skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what the show is all about as you beat cheeks away from your bank heist in your Prius, simply reply, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. And yes, Fat Guy Radio Show is available in all Toyota Priuses. Join us next week. See you at the top, everybody. Bye-bye! Prius! Wait, hold on. What the hell? I've got more to say. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. All our sponsors are listed there. Have a look. Shop away. Now the show is over, and this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...